And we're back on the KCII PM Sports page. We're now set to talk with our Jet Physical Therapy Golf Athlete of the Week. This week, it's Columbus Community Senior Aubrey Duncan. Aubrey, congratulations, and thanks for joining me here today.
Thank you.
What a week it was for you and your team. Last week, you traveled to Schaefer Memorial Golf Course in Fort Madison. You won a conference title. Monday, you traveled to Schaefer again, and you're moving on in the regionals. I'm no genius, Aubrey, but something tells me that you and your team enjoy Schaefer.
Yeah, we enjoy going out there, and it's a beautiful course, and we seem to play some decent golf there.
Mm-hmm. What do you like about that course specifically, then?
On the front nine, I think the front nine's a little more challenging than the back. There's trouble, there's hazards all over, but, you know, if you play smart and you just put a lot of thought into what you're doing for your next shot and have your eye on the green, you just got to hit the ball straight and it'll all work out for you.
Mm-hmm. You know, last week you're able to win a conference title as a team by 30-some strokes. I mean, it wasn't even close. So throughout the day, did you kind of know that your team was going to be right up there in the finish, or was it kind of a surprise when you found out? What was kind of going through your head?
Before the meet, our coaches, you know, they're like, we're going to go in here and we're going to play the game we know how to play. And they're like, if we do that, we do what we do, we'll come out on the top. So we went in with our heads up and played how we played, and we sure did come out on top, and it was a wonderful feeling.
Mm-hmm. And then on Monday with the regional final, it was actually a pretty close race. You were able to have a first place by 3 strokes, and then third was not far behind. So what was that feeling like maybe in the ceremony when your team realized that you're moving on to the final round of regionals?
My freshman year, we won regionals as well, and I was in shock. And honestly, this year I was more in shock, I guess. It was a wonderful feeling. We have 1 senior, 2 juniors, and a sophomore, and those 4 scores are what got us there. And the other 3 girls, they've put in a ton of work and have improved a ton. And just them having that experience was very satisfying for me.
Mm-hmm.
So awesome.
Sure. In both of those meets, you had a pair of top 5 finishes. So looking back at this last week, what was working for you at Schaefer?
Short game. That was the key. Chipping and putting. Conference meet, I think the whole team kind of struggled with putting, but when we showed up at regionals, our short game was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. You know, you shot a 100 first time out last week at conference. You trimmed it down to 91 Monday at the regional. So did you approach anything different maybe with the practice round last week coming into Monday, or how were you able to trim your round down so much?
I wasn't as healthy last week. I was fighting the flu, and that was a little bit of a struggle. But, you know, we went in to regionals and kind of had a different mindset, you know, just go in, play the game you love, have fun. I was more nervous for conference. So I went in, had fun, was a lot more relaxed, felt healthier, and just played nice and easy, and it worked out really well.
Mm-hmm. That it did. And Aubrey, you're the only senior on this year's club, a really good season, obviously, with the team. So what type of leadership role have you taken on for the squad this year?
Well, we started out the season with 6 girls, and we're finishing with 6 girls. We had 2 freshmen never picked up a golf club in their lives, and they were very nervous the first day. I don't really know if they wanted to be there or not, but, you know, we went over and talked to them, and they've stuck it out. I've been with them. We go out and play with them all the time, and in practice, you know, we can get a little chatty, and I'll have to be the one to step in and say, hey, we got to get to work. If we want to go to state, we want to win conference, that's what we got to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not always easy. 6 girls, we can get a little chatty, but we always have to remember what we're here for.
Mm-hmm. And a pretty memorable senior year, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
And looking back at the last couple years, maybe even from last year to this year, what part of your game do you think you've improved on the most?
Probably my short game, chipping and putting. We spend hours upon hours chipping and putting with our coaches. Hegewald and Coach Rutt, they spend hours with us on the green. They'll come out on the weekends and spend hours with us chipping and putting and making sure that we're consistent and we can read the greens and we know what club we're going to use and what situations we're in. And they've helped us. They've carried us all the way through this year, and we're very thankful for that.
Mm-hmm. And let's get outside of golf here, Aubrey. Of course, you're going to graduate in just a few short weeks, so congratulations on that. And why don't you tell everyone what's the future plans this fall?
Well, we're not really stepping outside of golf. I'm going to start golfing at DMAC this fall as I study criminal justice.
Okay. So let's start with the golf standpoint. What made DMAC a good fit?
I looked at a lot of colleges all over to play golf, you know, in Iowa, out of Iowa, 4 years, 2 years, universities, private colleges, you know, I looked all over the place at all different kinds of schools. And DMAC, the coaches, they were wonderful. It's closer to home. And the campus was nice, and they had what I wanted to study, and it kind of made my decision a lot easier knowing the coaches were pretty good people, and that's just what I went with.
Yeah, absolutely. And what inspired you to want to go the criminal justice route?
I always wanted to be in the military. I didn't really get to make that possible. Had some injuries that I was fighting off, so I kind of figured, you know, criminal justice could get me there someday, you know. That's kind of what made me make that decision.
Sure. That's great stuff. And last question before I let you go here, Aubrey. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. So how do you use that motto to prepare for competition?
I've suffered from a lot of injuries. I've had back pain. I've been through physical therapy. I think it's very, very important to stretch and to make sure you're physically well before you go out on the golf course and loosen your muscles, you know, just prepare yourself before you go walk those long 18 holes.
Mm-hmm. That it is very important. Well, Aubrey, once again, congratulations on a great week and hope to keep things rolling.
Thank you very much.
That's Aubrey Duncan of Columbus Community High School. Join us as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Golf Athlete of the Week. Let's step aside. We'll come back with more right after this on KCII.